Good morning, Dr. Schneider, dictating a pre and post bronchodilator spirometry report on patient Bruce Matthews. On 3/15/22, and this copy of this goes to Dr. Badolki. On 3/15/22, Mr. Matthews performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry period prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators. The forced vital capacity was moderately impaired until moderate impairment in flow rates, period. The air velocity index was less than 1, period. The ratio of FEF 25-75 over FVC was less than 0.8, period. There was no significant change after bronchodilators, period, compared to a study dated 9/7/21. There's been no significant change, period. No paragraph impression, moderate chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component showing no progression. Next, pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Brian Quinn. On 3/15/22, Mr. Quinn performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry period prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators. The forced vital capacity was minimally impaired. There's a moderate degree of airways obstruction with insignificant change after bronchodilators period. Compared to a study dated 11/2/21, there's been improvement period to paragraph impression, moderate chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component showing improvement. Next, pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Denise Fields. This goes to Boylan Springs Lakes Family Medicine. On 3/15/22, Mrs. Fields performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was normal, and there was a moderate degree of airways obstruction with insignificant change after bronchodilators period. Compared to a study dated 9/1/21, there's been no significant change, period. A paragraph impression, moderate chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component showing no progression. Next is a 6-minute walk test on Deborah Rayl, R-A-Y-L. This goes to Dr. Bill Cook. On 3/15/22, Mrs. Rayl performed a 6-minute walk test, period. Prior to ambulating, the room air saturation was 91%, period. After walking 292 meters in 6 minutes, her saturation was 95%, period. New paragraph impression, moderate exercise intolerance without demonstrable hypoxemia. Next is a 6-minute walk test on Janetta Kirby. This goes to Dr. Eisenhower. On 3/15/22, Mrs. Kirby performed a 6-minute walk test, period. Prior to ambulating, her room air saturation was 96%, period. After ambulating 379 meters in 6 minutes, saturation was 96%, period. No paragraph impression, mild exercise intolerance without demonstrable hypoxemia. Thank you.